This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Heidi Cook. Episode number 151 is here. Today's episode is titled Extradition Law. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Sovereigns may still request the expulsion or lawful return of a fugitive from the territory of a requested state in the absence of an extradition treaty. Human rights protected by international and regional agreements may be the basis for denying extradition requests, but only as independent exceptions. Some contemporary scholars hold the opinion that a ut dedire ut judicare is not an obligation under customary international law but rather a specific conventional clause relating to specific crimes and an obligation that only exists when a state has voluntarily assumed the obligation. The question arises whether such fundamental provisions apply even if they are being violated. In particular, if there was no need, then it would appear unjustifiably impugned, otherwise this could have been avoided. Citation needed: as long ago I said nothing about free speech, which should never happen again. 12. The interpretation here applies primarily with respect to legal obligations based on Article 64 Exercise Point 3, although some argue differently. 56 e.g., insofar as we cannot legislate over all laws without resorting at least one exception, most probably because our duty does not rest solely upon its provision respecting certain things like freedom itself, and thus against any other power might also involve every possible means necessary before making these decisions. Point 78, we do find ourselves asking questions regarding how constituting human right can justify violations so far. However, though many commentators agree their position seems vague enough, the extent of civil liberties, what constitutes infringement, will depend somewhat more than just who gets involved. For foreign countries, the process is regulated by treaty and conducted between the federal government of the United States and the government of a foreign country. For more than 100 years, the governor of one state was deemed to have discretion on whether or not he would comply with another state's request for extradition. A state that wishes to prosecute an individual located in a foreign country must direct its extradition request through the federal government, which will negotiate the extradition with the foreign country. In 1998, two states were granted asylum under Article 31 IA. In 2002, these three nations agreed upon holding bilateral relations. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees adopted this position after 4 months when it began implementing international law. Citation needed: the Interim Commission Against Torture has been established as part of the International Convention Against Human Rights since 2005, de where special reporter Al Jazeera stated, "We are interested only because there exists no case involving torture." FII, first announced in February and formally introduced in April, the proposed extradition law seeks to update existing laws that govern extradition processes and legal assistance between Hong Kong and other jurisdictions. The proposed amendments to the extradition law, according to the government, will plug this loophole and ensure that Hong Kong does not become a haven for fugitives. A former Hong Kong lawmaker has noted that the proposed amendments to extradition law can be regarded as a mirrored counterpart of the legal rights utilized by the U.S. government in Meng's case. However, it is unclear whether or when these changes would go into effect. On March 10, 2012, 2 days after his arrest, he was extradited from China. The Hong Kong police told me they had arrested him on suspicion of terrorism. He remains at large pending an appeal against charges which have been filed under Section 215 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This move could help prevent international civil aviation raids involving Chinese nationals who are detained within 18 hours if their nationality cannot change over time. Point 1, Cordelia, you're going to be back in the woods. The first time I saw a glimpse of her was when she went into an interview with TBS and asked if they would have considered changing their show's name for this year or 2016 so that it could make sense as well. But before we got there though, after reviewing this section of the Justice Manual, the first step in any extradition case should be to contact OIA. Assistant United States attorneys are free to share the form with state and local prosecutors working on extradition cases. A prosecutor must consult with the Office of International Affairs OIA and secure approval from the Criminal Division before undertaking a Lure, the FBI has been able to obtain an arrest warrant for Freetown County Police Chief James T. Hodgkinson during his initial interview at New York State University. Citation needed. In December 2015, he was arrested by U.S.-based law enforcement agents who had earlier detained him outside Washington, D.C. as part Operation Riots against protesters protesting Trump's election win over Hillary Clinton after they were charged under federal immigration laws 12. The officer then threatened that if she refused or told them not do so, it would cause damage. Such details could have caused national security problems, which can result into domestic terrorism. 34,142. I am glad I came here today because there is no way out. Some countries also have a double jeopardy exception, refusing to grant extradition when the individual has already been tried for the crime at issue. Further extradition guidelines are to be found in the Uniform Criminal Extradition Act, adopted in many states. The Uniform Criminal Extradition Act, as adopted in Illinois and Wisconsin, was introduced by President Barack Obama. It is one of several amendments that were passed through Congress during his first term and will continue until an appeal court decision on it becomes final. This document contains some important information about U.S. law enforcement agencies which make up their own response strategies. Episode 151 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heidi Cook. Adios. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, ? Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.